These are scanning tunneling microscope pictures of silicon surfaces where the crystal's been turned into different directions. So the first is the it's cut so that you have a 100, and you see these steps. The steps are one atomic steps. And on this terrace, on the lowest terrace, there are lines going across like this, and the next terrace up, the lines go the other way, and then they come back like this. And that has to do with the way the silicon is arranged inside the crystal. When you cut a crystal, then there are bonds that get broken in the silicon. Normally, every silicon atom is bonded to four neighbors. But when you take the two neighbors above it away, those bonds tend to meet together and form these rows. These are called dimer rows, where they go like this on one surface and then like this on the next surface. Then if you take the same crystal but cut it a different way, so you expose the 111 plane, you see a pattern that looks like this. And this pattern has got some hexagonal symmetry, because when you look at FCC in the 111 direction, it's got this threefold symmetry. But the atoms are arranged more like hexagons. And again, here you don't really see the pattern that you would expect if you just cut this crystal, because the atoms don't have they don't have their neighbors. The ones above them have been taken away, and you get what's called a surface reconstruction. So the atoms at the surface tend to bond with each other, and it makes a little bit different pattern than you would imagine if you just cut the crystal and they didn't react with each other. But you see the underlying symmetry in the 111 direction.